Welcome to Building an Eternal Business with Kristen Vance. As a Christian, a wife and mother, a creative entrepreneur, and a top leader of a million-dollar team, Kristen Vance sets out to successfully merge Christian faith with building a lasting business. Join her as she dives deep into leadership, team growth, sales techniques, and foundations of the Christian faith meant to change our mindset from the here and now to an eternal perspective. Let's jump right in with your host, Kristen Vance.
Hey, y'all. I am going to be sharing with you guys on today's podcast episode a training that I did for a company that I have partnered with all about how to become a top recruiter. We talk about the old methods that are no longer serving us, and we talk about new ways of connecting with people and growing our team. So I hope you enjoy today's podcast. If you do, I would like for you to subscribe, share, and leave a review on your thoughts. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. It's so good to be on here with you guys today. I'm going to jump right in because I have a lot to discuss, but we are going to talk about how to become a top recruiter. Now, be honest with yourself when you hear me say that. Are you like, yes, this is great. I may take some recruiting tips away from this, but I will never be a top recruiter. Does anybody struggle with that mindset? You think you could recruit a few, but I will never be a top recruiter. I'm here to tell you that when I started in this industry, I would have never imagined in a million years that I would be a top recruiter for over 5+ years in this industry. But I have learned many tools, which I'm going to share with you guys today on how to recruit. And some of these tools I'm going to share with you guys are old methods that I don't feel are serving us any longer or even serving my business any longer because times are changing and we have to adjust with the times. And then I'm also going to share with you guys some strategies that I do feel like are working, have worked since the beginning of time, and are working even more today than ever before. The reason things are changing, you guys, is because people have been hearing about this industry for a lot of years now. They've seen a lot of people come and go. They've watched people jump into companies and leave for other companies. They've seen people stick through it. But all in all, a lot of people have heard the same pitches over and over and over and over, right? They've seen some of the same types of posts. And some of the things that worked for us in the beginning, I know that worked for me in the beginning, are no longer working for this particular reason. So we're gonna dive right in, but I'm gonna start off with a visual kind of illustration, which I actually got from a podcaster named Fraser, who's amazing. He teaches on recruiting. And this was just an amazing visual that has stuck with me. But he shared that his father a long time ago took him to a beach when he was a little boy. And his entire family has been in this industry for years. Like, it's in their blood. It's in their DNA. His father, his mother, they've all been a part of direct sales MLM. But his father took him out to this beach and showed him all of these rocks, right? There's like hundreds of thousands, millions of rocks on this shore. And he said, what if I told you that underneath one of these rocks was $1 million? $1 million. I came down to the beach before I came with you, and under one of these rocks, I placed $1 million or a ticket for $1 million. How many rocks would you turn over to try to find this $1 million? How many of you guys would go for it? Would you go for it? Would you start flipping over all of these rocks, right? And that was just a visualization of the way this industry works, right? It's a matter of how many rocks. Now, I'm not trying to refer to people as stones, but you get what I'm saying. How many rocks are you going to turn over before you find the one, before you find that leader, before you find that person who's going to run just as hard as you in this business? And that's why most people give up on recruiting. That's why most people give up, because they recruit and recruit and recruit, and half their teams aren't doing anything, right? And so they give up because in search of that one takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of showing up and a lot of consistency. So I'm going to ask you, how many rocks are you turning, or have you given up on recruiting and becoming a top leader in your business? Now, I'm going to share some stats with you guys and some numbers with you guys that may be discouraging, but I hope it's encouraging to you. And what I'm going to share with you is, in my former company, I had a front line. So this was my personal recruits of over 500 people. Okay. Now think about it. In order to reach the top of my company at the time, now I don't remember what exactly it was, but you had to have like 6 or 7 really strong legs. I don't remember the exact number, but you had to have so many strong legs. I had way more legs, way more people in my front line than I actually needed, right? Like, I didn't just recruit the number of strong legs that I needed and stopped there. And that is the problem, is most people, you guys, they recruit as many people as they think they need in order to succeed. Some of you guys have a team of 50, 400, 500, 1,000, 2,000, and you think that I have enough people to hit my next rank. Maybe you're pushing for director and you're like, I've got 3 people on my team who could get me to director. So what you do is you put a pause on your business. You put a pause on your personal business. You put a pause on your content, a pause on going live, a pause on following up with customers. And you go into this management mode. We've all been there. And you go, I'm going to manage my team. I'm going to give them incentives. We're going to do challenge. We're going to do all these things to get the team that I already have to this next level. It's going to help them get to the next level, help me get to the next level. You guys have heard this story, right? You've lived this story. And that is a common mistake we make, is thinking we have everything we need right now to succeed, and we stop growing. And I'm here to tell you, I don't care if I have a front line of 60, 600, or 6,000. I will never stop recruiting, because you never know when that one person, right? You never know when that one person is going to show up that is a game changer for your business, that is going to have that 3,000 in volume to help you get to director, or is going to help build a platinum team. Listen, I have an amazing teammate. Please throw up some hearts if you know her and love her, Christine Enger, who is on track, her and her team, to be a platinum on my team, which, right, you need a platinum to become presidential. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to stop recruiting and stop looking for leaders, because I'm fully relying and putting pressure and expectations on this one team. Because here's the thing, even if a team member, we're going to get into recruiting in just a second, but I'm laying some foundation here. Even if a team member or their leg or their entire team as a whole, even if they get you and help contribute to that next level for you, they may not be the exact same leg or the exact same team to get you to the next level. Because you guys know that this industry is a revolving door, right? Like, some people come in, some people stay in, but some people don't. They come right back out. And so many of us, so many of you are too busy worrying about the people going out the back door, that one, you stopped inviting people into the front door. You stopped making it exciting for the people who were coming in, because you were so worried. You were so worried about the people who were leaving behind the back door, that your party is a dud now, because so many people are like, hey, where are you going? Meanwhile, these people are coming in going, well, nobody's here to greet me. You're not inviting new people. You're not sending out new invitations. Quit worrying and going into management mode. Listen, we are all, I'm going to give us some tough love today. Y'all say, I can take it. Say, I can take it. Okay, in the comments. We all are big girls and big boys, right? Now, I understand that there are people in this industry who need a little bit of hand holding, because maybe they've never done it. Just like you get a new job, whether you get a job at Target or Walmart, there is a training phase. But at some point, they are either going to work their business or they're not. But instead of trying to motivate them, I want you to inspire them by continuing to show up and continuing to recruit. Okay? Y'all fired up? Are y'all ready to learn about this? So to set the foundation, you have got to be willing to turn over rock after rock after rock to find that $1 million. To find that one in a million, to find that one teammate. in this team that I had, where I had 500 on my front line, I had maybe, I don't remember all the numbers, about 20 executives out of 500 people, right? Think about that. Now, don't let that be discouraging to you. Let that be encouraging that you're like, you know what? I never know who's going to be that person. And it doesn't take 500 amazing runners to get to the top. It could take two. It could take one. But you never know. You have to keep turning over the rock. So we're going to talk about this, you guys. Some of you guys do not believe that you have enough rocks to turn over. I was on a coaching call last Friday, and I do my coaching calls in sets of two or three because I believe in coaching people in accountability groups so that they can be accountability buddies for each other and brainstorm. So I was coaching two women on this call, and I asked them, what were their networks like? How many friends, how many followers do you have? And the one lady said, oh, I have already reached my entire warm market. And I said, well, how many people are in your warm market? And so we went and looked, and she had 750 friends. And I said, I guarantee, so those are rocks for her, right? Again, I'm not trying to refer to people as stones, but you guys get the metaphor, right? That is 750 rocks. And I guarantee you have not flipped every single one over. You've not flipped every single one over. Not only have you not personally reached out to those people, which is what we're really going to focus on today, but those people may have not even seen your attraction marketing post yet. They may have not seen that post you made on Omni Marketing and the perks, but they may see it the next time you post it. So you've got to continuously show up. The first part of this, you guys, which I'm not going to get into because you know all about it and I spoke about it at conference, is attraction marketing. Now, I am a believer in attraction marketing. That's why I wrote out 100 ways to talk about the opportunity. I wrote about 8 different Bellamy categories, all starting with P's, you guys, because I believe in attraction marketing. But I will say this, attraction marketing is not what it once was. I built a lot of my beginning recruiting based off of attraction marketing, if I'm just being completely honest with you guys. I could seriously post about the opportunity. I mean, I could still post about the opportunity now and have people interested, but I'm going to tell you, it is a very small percentage of people who can post about the opportunity, say, drop some hearts if you're interested, and people come showing lots of interest. Have any of you ever tried to do that? And it's like crickets, right? Attraction marketing has taken a turn because, think about it, people have been hearing the same spiels, the same pitches over and over and over and for years. Like, we have the best comp plan, we have the best this, we have the best that. And we do, right? You really believe that about this company if you're with this company. Other people who are with their company, they really believe that and they should believe that. You should be passionate about a company that you're with. But people have heard a lot of the same spiels. And the thing that made me think in the last week or so, I was watching or listening to a lot of different podcast episodes. And one of the podcast episodes talked about being transactional versus transformational. And I think this is where a lot of us fall short when it comes to recruiting. You could relate this to anything though. You could relate this to products. We fall short because we're focused on the transaction. I'm going to throw up an opportunity post all about Omni Marketing, and I hope that people are interested. You're focused on the transaction. If I post this, I'm going to post and pray. If I post this, I'm hoping somebody will come and join my team. And you're not focused on the transformation. You are not in the business of transactions. You are in the business of transforming lives and connecting to people. And that is what we're going to dive into today. So although I want you to continue your attraction marketing post, I want you to come at it with a different perspective. How can I solve a problem for somebody? I'm not just going to, here's an example, instead of just talking about all the perks to Omni Marketing, make a post about how this company gives you time freedom, Make a post about how it gives you financial freedom. Make a post about how it gives you community, things that will fix an issue, pain points that people are having that you can help solve, that you have an opportunity to help them with. So when you are posting, again, this whole podcast or this whole training is not about attraction marketing, but I want to preface, when you are doing attraction marketing, I want every post, your forefront in your mind to be, how am I solving a problem? How am I transforming? Not a transaction. Okay. So how do you flip the rocks over? I want us to really think about a different approach to recruiting here. Because attraction marketing, you guys, is passive. It's let me post and let me pray and let me hope somebody comes to my door. But selling, sharing, connecting, not just marketing, but actually going after people, you guys, is proactive. We have to create intentional conversation. We have to create meaningful conversation and connections. One of the things that a lot of people don't see because it was behind the scenes, but when I started in this industry, I printed off my friends list, like printed it off, hand copy of my friends list. I had about 400 friends at the time. And it shows you in order of the people you interact with the most to the people you interact with the least. And I printed that bad boy off. And every night, I was a single mama at the time, so I'd get my little one to bed, I'd turn on some music or a show, and I would sit there and I would pick about 10 to 15 people every night from starting from the bottom, and I would go and connect with them. And I did this for over a year, like consistently connected, 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 connected. Now, at the time, what I was doing was I was going to their profiles and I would find a common interest and I would just begin to comment on their stuff so that they could begin to see my stuff and I could begin to see theirs. Because these were people that were at the bottom of the list that we weren't seeing each other's stuff anymore. I didn't even know some of these people were Facebook friends, right? So I began connecting, you know, talking about their trip to Disney World, talking about their kiddos, talking about their fashion post, whatever. I would just connect with them. But I want to take this a step further. I want you guys to take hold of your business and not just post and pray. That's, you guys, that is a method that is not going to serve you if you want to be a top recruiter in this company. If you want to be a top recruiter in this company, it's going to take work. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready to put in the work? Are y'all ready to continue flipping over those stones? Here's how you're going to flip over the stones. There are four parts. You're going to begin connecting with people. It can be through post, through comments. But what I'm talking about today is through Messenger. Messenger, you guys, is where you're going to connect with people. DMs on Instagram, direct messages, is where you're going to connect with people and build trust. Okay? Now, a lot of you guys, how many of you have ever tried to have conversations, right? You've tried to go reach out to people and you fail, or you failed, or you get those no's. I will guarantee that after hearing this, you are missing out on some key sections. A lot of you guys are trying to jump the gun. You're like, hey, your kids are so beautiful. And then the next day you're like, hey, so can I tell you about my business? Listen, that's not connecting. You jumped the gun and you jumped way too soon and you missed it. There are four steps when having conversations with people. Y'all ready for this? The first one is the connection phase. This is the easy part. You're not bringing up anything, nothing business related. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say, okay, I'm a mom. I'm gonna do something that relates to me. I'm a mom of three. My life is crazy. My life is busy. Time management is forever something I'm trying to find, okay? And let's say Susie, okay, we're just gonna call her Susie. Susie on Facebook, I'm about to connect with, okay? I think she would be great on my team. Susie also has three kids and she looks like she's about to lose her mind, okay? Or maybe she looks like she has it all together. I don't know. But I'm going to message Susie and I'd be like, hey, Susie, how are you? It's been a while since we've connected, or whatever it is you want to say. I just had a question for you. Like, how do you do it? you have three kids too, and I see you doing this. I see you leading this Bible study and doing this. How do you manage your time? You're asking her a question. You're trying to get her advice. And she may say one of two things. She may give you some advice, or she may go, girl, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out myself, which is more than likely what Susie's going to say. Because let's be honest, all of us moms, we're trying to figure it out. Okay, I remember when I was a teenager and I looked up to these women who were in their 30s and 40s and I thought they had life figured out. And now I'm there and I'm like, oh, none of us ever have it figured out. Susie's probably going to say, I don't know. But if you know, if you find out, let me know. And you guys have this common conversation about your kids, time management, whatever. Done. Connection phase. You've connected with them over something. Okay, let me give you another example. Your friend just went on a vacation to Florida, and your family has been wanting to take a vacation to Florida, and you message Emily and you say, Emily, I see that your family just took a trip to Florida. How was it? Where did y'all go? We've been thinking about taking a trip to Florida. Do you have any suggestions of things to do or places to go visit? Connecting. You're connecting with people. You're not bringing up business. You're not talking about anything. You're connecting. Connection phase is the easiest, okay? It's the funnest. It's the best, okay? Then the problem phase. You want to figure out something. Could be your own problem. Could be their problem. Just like the problem of trying to figure out time management with kids. You want to focus on a problem at hand. Susie has expressed that she also does not know how to manage her time with three kids. So y'all are going to discuss that. The cool part, my favorite part, is the third phase. It's the transformation phase where you're going to send Susie something. You're still not talking business. You're going to send Susie something that's going to help her. It's like a freebie. It's like, hey, Susie, I was listening to this podcast. It's called Joyful Moms Podcast. And I listened to this episode the other day that's incredible and spoke to me when it comes to managing business and my time with my kids. And I thought I'd share it with you. You shared something with Susie of value, asking for nothing, not pitching yourself, pitching your business. You're still connecting. A lot of y'all are like, y'all, I don't have time for this. I need to build my team like yesterday, and I'm ready to get to Rome, and I don't have time for all this. Listen, you're going to have to make time, because this business is not an overnight business. If you are just posting and praying and hoping to grow your team, it's not going to work. You have to connect with people. And yes, that takes time. It takes time, but that's how I've gotten to where I am. That's how I have such a loyal, trusting network, because I connect with them. I don't just sell them products. I get on the phone with them to sell them products, to talk about products, to ask them how they're doing. Do those phone conversations take longer? Yes, they take about 30, 40 minutes sometimes. When I could land the sale in Messenger quick, but guess what? There is a lady since I've been at Bellamy. Okay, this is a true story. She has bought from me 5 times and she has spent about $2,500 with Bellamy. And I get on the phone with her every single time. And she asks me how my kids are doing. And she asks me how sweet Piper and how Skylar's first grade. And although you have to respect your time and have boundaries, I'll tell her, hey, I've got a quick 15 minutes. And so we chat for about 5 minutes and then we get down to the sale in the last 10 minutes. But I connect with her. She will be a loyal customer of mine for life because we have connected. You have got to connect with these people, you guys. You cannot be thinking transactional. You cannot just be thinking about the number in your own growth. You have to become, you are a professional problem solver. You are a professional connector. You're a professional at connecting with people. That is your job. So you're going to send her something for free. And an example of this, you guys, is no different than what I do on Instagram, right? I have these courses that people can take, but I'm not just trying to sell them my courses. I also offer them something for free. I offer a free course. I offer something that I can connect with them about. This is free to you. I don't want anything in return. And that's a way to give to people where they don't feel like you're always just asking for things. That's why so many of you guys who are going after people are coming up short, because you're skipping the connection phase, you're skipping the problem phase, and you're skipping the transformational phase. You're going right to transaction. If somebody says, hey, tell me more about Bellamy, you're going, okay, awesome. So Bellamy is this amazing skincare company. It's also cosmetics and it's also health and wellness. And we make up to 40% commission and we have this awesome back office and blah, 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 blah. What are your thoughts? And then they ghost you or you don't hear anything. Or then you're like, are you still interested? Did I answer all your questions? No, you did not speak to their specific pain point. Instead, if somebody says, hey, can you tell me more about Bellamy? Hey, Susie, yeah, I would love to tell you more about Bellamy. First off, tell me what intrigued you about Bellamy? What is it that caught your interest? And what is it you're looking for? I'm not here to sell Susie on an opportunity just to have more teammates, you guys, and get to presidential and go to Rome. If that is my goal in life, you guys, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know what's up with me today, but I'm just giving some hard truth. But if that is your goal in life, that is an unsatisfying goal. You have got to have a purpose in life to make a difference, to connect with people. If you're not doing that, what is the point? Why am I getting emotional? But seriously, what is the point in this life if we're missing out on helping people and connecting people and we're just growing teams and wanting to go to Rome and wanting all that? What is the point? Connect. If I told you you could get paid money for caring about people, would you say, sign me up for that job? That's what you're doing. Your job is to care for people. Your job is to connect with people. I'm not here to pitch Susie this pitch about Bellamy and all the incredible things. What do you need, Susie? Are you needing more time freedom? Are you stuck in life? Are you looking for purpose? Are you looking for more financial opportunity? And then I'm going, y'all, I'm getting goosebumps. Look at that. I'm going to speak to Susie on that. Nothing else. If she wants me to send her the compensation plan, I will. But if Susie expresses, you know what? Bellamy caught my attention because I love that it looks like you get to work from home. And I have been stuck in this 8-to-5 job that I'm not passionate about. And I want more time with my kids. That is where we're going to talk. That's where we're going to connect. So how do we get from that third phase of transformational? You sent Susie some material on kids and parenting. And then how do we get to that fourth point, which is bringing up the opportunity? That is the trickiest part. And that's something that's going to come with practice and looking for ways to talk about your opportunity. But it's up to you to take your business by the reins and drive your business and stop waiting for people to come to you. So if Susie and I have been talking about time management and the babies and juggling life, and I send her this article that's helped me and it's going to help her, then maybe later I check on Susie and see how she's doing. And if she's still struggling, I may say, hey, I don't know if this is something that's ever interested you, but I've partnered with this company called Bellamy, and it's this incredible brand that gives me the opportunity to stay home. And I've really learned ways to kind of manage my time and have time balance with my kids, but then able to work. And it's been incredible. If this is something that would interest you, I would love to tell you more. Is that so scary? Like, it's scary to just blindly message somebody and pitch your opportunity. That's scary to me. But if I've connected with Susie and we have this common thing, then it's not so scary to share something with her that I really believe is going to impact her. Like, I realize what Susie's issues in life are, her problems that she's facing, and I have solutions that I want to help her with. So now I'm comfortable presenting it because I really believe this is going to help Susie. I'm not just pitching something to Susie that I don't know if it's going to help her or not. Yes, these conversations take longer. They do. They take longer. But I promise you, not only are you going to recruit more this way, but you're going to have a stronger bond with your team. Honestly, when these people do join your team, you're going to know them better. You're going to have connected with them better, and you're still going to continue to connect with them. Don't recruit somebody and then never check on them or continue connecting with them. So, connection, find that connecting point. Find that problem. find a transformational, something you can send them, and then go for the transition, which the transition phase is transitioning into talking about the opportunity and speaking to their specific pain points. So even you can carry this over into attraction marketing. When you are making a post, don't just make a post that sounds pretty. Y'all, I'm going to be honest. The last probably month, I have fallen prey to this. And I listened to a podcast the other day that woke me up because I'm like, girl, you just pitching. You're marketing and I'm not connecting. I need to post things that are going to solve problems for people, not just bring more people to my team. Does that make sense? Are y'all picking up what I'm throwing down? Is this speaking to anybody out there? Because I know that this has spoken to me. And so I wanted to share this with you guys. So when you're out on this beach, like I started this training with, and you see all these rocks, and I say under one of these rocks, out of 100,000 rocks, under one of those rocks is $1 million. Out of your entire network, maybe that's 350 people, maybe that's 35,000 people, there are certain rocks that are golden. How many of those conversations are you willing to have to find that? To find those people that not only you can help, but are going to be a huge asset to you and your team and your business. Are you willing to have those conversations? Attraction marketing isn't going to turn over those rocks. Connecting with people, that's how you turn it over. And yes, it may take you 50,000 rocks to turn over that aren't the right ones, that it's not the right fit for, and that's okay. It's okay, guys. It's not you. Do y'all know how many times I have been told no? How many times people have said it's not for me? Listen, it's like when you go to a restaurant and the waitress comes and says, would you like some coffee? And you say, no, I don't want coffee. She doesn't go to the back and start crying and go, you know what? I'm just not a good waitress. Nobody wants coffee. No, she just goes, they don't want coffee. It's not me. It's not that they don't want me to pour their coffee. They just don't want coffee. But maybe she comes back. I learned this illustration from Ms. Angela Jasper, who's on. Maybe she comes back and it's dessert time and she says, would you like some coffee? And she asks you again. And now all of a sudden, coffee sounds really good because this season of life is great for coffee. Maybe you didn't want coffee with your lunch, but you want it with your dessert, right? Maybe when you present the opportunity to somebody, it's not the right season for them. And they're going to say, no, it's not you. It's not you. But that's just a no for now. Like, that's not a permanent no. You never know. I told so many people no before I started in this industry that I would never, so funny, I would never be in this industry. I said no. That's great for you. I love you. I support you. But this industry is not for me. I'm not interested in selling. I'm not interested in direct sales. I'm not interested. Do you know how many people I told I'm not interested? And here I am. So don't take a no as a permanent no either. Offer that coffee later. Offer that opportunity later, right? So how many rocks, you guys, are you going to turn? Are you going to turn over in your business? How many people are you going to go connect with? I want you to make a goal. I want you to get with your team and I want you to make a goal. I'm going to turn over 10 rocks a day. And again, you don't get from the first part of the conversation to the fourth in a day. This may take you a week or two of this conversation with one person. But how many people today are you going to start with that first connection phase with? Five? One. Some of y'all, one would be a big leap. Start with one. Some of you guys need to challenge yourself and you need to do 5 or 10 or 20 a day. Back when I was sitting on my couch and I printed off my friends list and I was going from top to bottom, top to bottom, this way, not this way, top to bottom, I would go at least 20 people a day. And I did that for over a year and I'm still doing that. And that's why people are like, how do you have such a loyal following? Listen, those people got my back. I don't ever have to worry about trolls or haters because my network, y'all, they come through. They come through for me because I have connected with them. They feel like I'm family. Why? I'm Stacy. I'm staring right at you into your soul. This is for you, Tracy. But seriously, these people are not just numbers to me. They never will be. My team is not just numbers to me. They never will be. Does it take me longer to connect with people? Yes, but not only is it going to benefit your business, you guys, but it's going to benefit your purpose. It's going to fuel you. It's going to fill your cup, because when you connect with people, when you give back to people, when you care about people, that's what this is about. That's what this is about. I know we all want our goals, but don't be transactional. I want you to be transformational and connect with people. And that, my friends, is how you are going to eventually be a top recruiter. It's all here. It's all here. Don't say, no, I won't. Yes, you will. If you are willing to put in the hard work, if you are willing to turn over rock after rock, conversation after conversation, you can do it. But it takes you wanting it. It takes you being consistent and dedicated to it. And I promise if you do, and you connect with people, and you don't just jump to that last stage of let me introduce my business, you genuinely connect, you give them a free resource, you check on them, and then you insert your opportunity as a way to help them. Not some, hey, can I pitch my opportunity to you? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Find a way that this is going to help them, specifically for them. And I promise you guys, you're going to see your recruiting numbers start to soar and your connections be fruitful. So I hope you guys found this valuable. Go turn over those rocks and I will talk to y'all later.